MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Storm recovery in the South intersecting today with presidential politics. Former President Donald Trump heading to North Carolina. He'll visit areas impacted by Hurricane Helene, and Governor Roy Cooper says
Donald Trump is coming to Asheville today. I'm asking that he not share lies or misinformation while he is here.
Officials have criticized Trump's previous comments about FEMA's response and budget. Vice President Kamala Harris will be joined by former Republican Representative Liz Cheney at campaign stops today in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Ukraine for the third time since the war began. Secretary of State Blinken is heading to Israel to continue work on a ceasefire deal and getting hostages released. And the man convicted of shaking his two-year-old daughter to death in Texas in 2002 will testify today before a House committee investigating his conviction. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. We want get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on Election Day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde accused each other of dishonesty several times in their debate Friday night. Baldwin said more than a dozen independent fact-checkers found Hovde's made false campaign claims. Hovde accused all of Baldwin's campaign ads to be false, but offered no evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One person is dead after a car plunged into Lake Monona earlier this morning. Authorities were called to the area of Pirate Island Road around 1 a.m. There they found a car stuck in all the muck there. One person was pulled from the vehicle. They've since died. Now authorities will work to figure out what happened. Meanwhile, officials in Sun Prairie are investigating a homicide from over the weekend. It happened Friday night in the area of Martin and Elm Streets. When first responders got there, they found two people had been shot. One of them was dead, and they took the other to the hospital. They're expected to recover. Sun Prairie police say the two knew each other, but they haven't identified any suspects yet. They're still trying to figure out who would want to hurt these two people. They're asking anyone with information about this to call Sun Prairie PD or the Dane County Sheriff's Office. You can always call Crime Stoppers anonymously or use the P3 Tips app. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers beat the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a dramatic last-minute drive on offense and a winning field goal from their new kicker, Brandon McManus, to win 24-22 over the Houston Texans. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Gives the team confidence. Just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud finished the day 10-21 with no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of just 58.8.
You know, a lot of things didn't go right offensively. We just really didn't get in the rhythm early. Thought we ran the ball really well, but just weren't clicking in a passing game.
College football, Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawee Walker unable to score despite rushing for 126 yards.
They held him out of the end zone, and we pride ourselves on giving him opportunities and getting him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, are what really happens in that second half.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The John and Gordy Show.
You know, if they say or do anything out of step with Trump, they're in deep trouble. people were already thinking and acting as if they were living under an authoritarian regime. We are all just a little afraid, not you and me, because we're, you know, ignorantly ballsy. And okay. we'll be arrested and, you know, hauled off into a camp.
We'll be right in the first group.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump offered voters sharply different closing messages. Harris kept the focus on Trump, questioning his fitness for office. While in a major speech to the voters of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump went off on a 12-minute tangent about former pro golfer Arnold Palmer, which included this bizarre anecdote about the athlete's penis.
But Arnold Palmer was all man, and I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy, this is a guy that was old, man. When he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh, my God.
No.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable indeed.
golf doesn't have communal showers.
You don't get that sweaty golfing. I need my alpha liberal, please. Please enjoy your Schlong Island iced tea. That's the drink of the morning. Oh, what's happening?
Hey, ain't got time for someone Monday. Dummy days are gone in the basement of our home. Cause her mama, she brought us clochettes. Oh, mama don't care how much that she's got to spend.
Ah, oh God, help me. Hold me, Cliff Schechter. Hold me.
Oh, I will. From afar.
Yes.
That's I departed. I don't know who it was on Twitter, but the Arnold Palmer fun facts is one of his balls is full of lemonade and the other one is full of iced tea.
Those are equal proportions.
Right.
Depending on what kind of drink you're looking for. Did you see where Arnold Palmer's daughter put out a statement ripping Trump and saying that her husband thought he was gauche and obnoxious and now would probably find him even more cringeworthy?
Nobody
ever likes Donald Trump. I mean,
as I keep saying every day, when I think we've hit the stupidest part of the stupidest timeline on Earth, it gets worse. Mm-hmm. I mean, go ahead. 2 weeks to go, Cliff.
I mean, I got into this analyzing politics, and hopefully, you know.
Say that.
You can just say D.
Oh,
yeah, D.
I'm sorry. Oh, no. Okay.
In what universe do you think you can say that on an FCC-friendly show?
I thought that was, I didn't think that was, you know, one of the seven words that George Carlin talked about. Okay. I said that. Please, FCC, send any fine my way. And now I'm never going to be back on this show.
No.
So I might as well enjoy myself now. How is he up there obsessing over Arnold Palmer's private parts? Again, he's not sane. He's not there. Like, there's no connection to reality. There's just people out there who are like, apparently, who are just like, hey, that guy's a celebrity. I saw him on The Apprentice, so I think I'll still vote for him. And, you know, we're here because so many institutions have failed, because Merrick Garland has failed, and because the New York Times is, like, writing ridiculous. I mean, even their story about Arnold Palmer was like, he started to go into interesting stories and I don't remember anecdotes about you may have seen the writer of that piece may get fired. It was pretty gutsy of him. He responded to the person who said that and said, I included what he said. The editors would not allow it. And so they've sane-washed everything about this guy. So every low information voter out there, you know, who maybe leans Republican or isn't sure, but they know Trump because he's a celebrity. They know he's a little bit gross because they see it here and there, but they just don't know mostly what he is. And it's because our media fails every single day in doing their job.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that one of the candidates is nearly 80 and completely barking mad, and we've never seen a medical record or a tax return. And as you say, Merrick Garland, I'm sorry, did not do his job. We don't know the extent of his criminality. I mean, you and I are pretty sure we know, you know, but you're right. And we know 34 felonies. We know he's out on bail. We know he's a rapist. And apparently the polls are still tied. But I guess if we're to believe the polls,
I don't believe them. And I don't think it's still tied. And I think, you know, there's a 7-point Dobbs effect we've seen on average since, you know, with the low propensity Democratic voters, particularly women who did not vote in the past. So when they ask those questions in polls, have you voted in the last two elections, this and that, they're often not counted. And they come out and they vote now. Younger folks, too. We just, in my house, just registered a new 18-year-old. Pretty excited about that. He's going to be voting for the right person, not the one who talks about Arnold Palmer and Chunk. I can say that.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Yes.
But, I mean, you're right. I mean, the media has artificially, because they've sane-washed him, created a race where I still think in the end, because of the turnout differentials, you've probably heard some of the stuff in Arizona, Nevada, where they've got Elon Musk and Charlie Kirk, Mr. Potato Head, running things. And 25% of the supposed registrations have come back and been fraudulent, because when you pay people, they're not invested in it. They just want to make the money. They're making stuff up. So, again, for a number of reasons, I still think we win, and we win solidly, by Obama 08 numbers kind of thing. We win North Carolina. I think we may even win Florida. But it shouldn't even be that. It should be, and to somebody who would know this from your dad, no offense to what happened to him, this should be LBJ Goldwater numbers. This should be, you know, Nixon McGovern. This should be Reagan Mondale.
It would be without Fox News and, you know, right-wing radio and a complete dearth. We were just playing this, you know, the founder of PolitiFact saying, I lied. Of course Republicans lie a lot more, but I couldn't say that because we had to seem, you know, nonpartisan or whatever. The fact is it's not bipartisan. They're the leader of their party is the most ridiculous liar we have ever seen, and he has turned them all into ridiculous liars. Look at Mike Johnson with Jake Tapper. I mean, he's just ridiculous. Trying to twist themselves into pretzels.
Go ahead. I mean, I was just saying, it's even beyond ridiculous. He's a ridiculous person. You know, which Kamala was getting at in the debate, and has, he's not a serious person. He's not a real person. He's not an accomplice. He's a liar. He's a loser. He's a criminal. He's a rapist. He's a traitor. He's a Putin suckling. It's just on and on about this guy. He can't get up and give a speech without talking about sharks and batteries or Hannibal Lecter or toilets that don't flush enough or Arnold Palmer's junk or, he's so patently unqualified. It's ridiculous.
And I'm unqualified to phone bank, frankly, because I'm saying, first of all, I'm used to hanging up on people. People won't hang up on me. But secondly, Cliff, I agree with you. If you're voting for Trump now, I think you are despicable. I think you are. You are absolutely. As you were just saying, I mean, all of those things. Then you are just as selfish and racist and a traitor as he is. If you're voting for him now, I mean, you know.
And again, I'm not letting any of those folks off the hook. I'm not at all. But I do. I will say that the combination you brought up, right wing media, which is run, you know, blocking for him the entire time, hid the worst parts of him, or you know, pretended that he's not as bad as he is, or whatever, and then mainstream media again. The exception of a couple outlets, I like to shout them out because they've been terrific. The Cleveland Plain Dealer, the Philadelphia Inquirer, that actually tell the truth and have said we are going to. But the others, the New York Times, has failed so massively. It's such a piece of garbage. And the issue there is that the New York Times, in a lot of mid-sized markets like Cincinnati, they take their cues, our newspaper from the New York Times, as to what's important. So people think the New York Times being terrible just influences the people that read it. No. It carries across the entire country. And again, I'm telling you, there are so many low information voters or people that work two jobs and they have to raise kids and, you know, and all of this, and they're commuting to and from work. All they're seeing are headlines and chyrons, maybe, and a little bit of coverage. And in that coverage, they're seeing people talk about Trump like he's normal. Like he just said something a little bit off.
It was depressing. I talked to a couple of them. One guy said, I'm voting for Trump. I said, do you know anything about Kamala Harris? I don't want to know anything. Hung up. Another woman just said, oh, I don't vote. Hung up. I mean, I mean, you have to go, oh, please, God. I know statistically there are more of us, but it is terrifying. Yes. We have really got to pedal to the metal the next 2 weeks.
We really do.
I mean,
Well, there are a lot more of us. We know that because Biden, Kamala's going to win by 8-10 million votes no matter what. So right away, it's our stupid system.
Yeah.
But once you get past that again, if every day, imagine if the media just, they decided, CNN, you know, New York Times, Washington Post, to cover him exactly as he speaks every single day in those papers when he gets up at these rallies and does stuff. People by now, and put that in the headlines the way they put Hillary's emails. I'm telling you, this would be a 15-point race at worst. It would just be over because people would know.
And because he's so ridiculous, he makes his entire party ridiculous, whether it's Mike Johnson trying to defend everything he said over the weekend. CNN's Scott Jennings, is he the right-wing guy?
Yes. He had the task from McConnell.
Of translating what he thought Trump meant earlier in the day when he suggested Abraham Lincoln could have settled the American Civil War. He said Lincoln was probably a great president, although I've always said that why wasn't that settled? Oh, I see. Like maybe black people could have been like 4/5 of a person. Yeah, it could have just.
Right. That would have been better. Or, for example, when he was elected and literally within, I don't know, was it moments, right? As soon as they got word, it could have been longer than that because, you know, we didn't have that whole internet thing back then. But as soon as they got word and fired on Fort Sumter, I'm not sure what he was supposed to do at that point.
Right.
Their reaction to his being elected was to engage in war, was to fire. So at that point is when he should have said, no, really, take the bullets back.
This whole, he went on to say, as an example, Ukraine would never have happened. Russia, if I were president, Israel would never have happened. October 7th would never have happened. I mean, he just,
nothing bad
magical
ever
fairy dust would have, And by the way, and he just blames Zelensky for the Russia invading them. Like a couple
of
days
ago. Right in one sense. I think Ukraine never would have happened because he would have shared all of the intelligence he had with Putin. And Putin maybe would have been able to take over Ukraine much quicker, and the people of Ukraine right now would essentially be in a slavery regime under Vladimir Putin. So in that sense, sure, there wouldn't be a war because Ukraine wouldn't have the chance they have when we've got an actual body like NATO trying to help them fight against a guy who's the equivalent of this generation's Hitler.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much that simple.
I love what Scott Jennings said. He said, well, trying to explain what he said. He said, well, you know, he's running as an anti-war type candidate. He's really? So we shouldn't have had the Civil War. So we should still have slavery. Like he's so.
He's an anti-war candidate.
Pardon me?
I'm just checking my. He's an anti-war candidate. He's a, I don't know anything about war candidate.
Yeah.
He's what his.
He would have let Putin use nukes in Ukraine. He would have, like, he would let Netanyahu flatten Gaza.
I mean, it's. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just, again, I know. It's insane. There are intractable issues. There are things. The situation in the Middle East, certain situation in the Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Africa, and others where there have been massacres or whatever. I mean, I've done work on the situation in Armenia, invaded a separate ethnic enclave, invaded by Azerbaijan the day after their leader met with Putin, by the way. Like, these are all things, you know, where they're not easily solvable issues. And I'm not saying Democrats are perfect. But what I am saying is Donald Trump in every one of these issues would be like, what do I get out of this? Are you going to hand me some gold? Are you going to give me a Trump Tower Baku, which, by the way, he wanted to build in Azerbaijan back in the day? You get a deal going there. He loves dictators. And again, even these traditional Republicans who stick with this, like, was all that crap? You never really believed in NATO?
I know.
You know, you thought Brezhnev was great, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, more Cliff Schechter. This portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion. People, if they leave that part out, you know.
Right.
They have freedom of religion and from religion if that's your choice.
Yeah.
Did you know 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated? 2024, not just another election. This one's poisonal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms. Kind of just everything. They're all decided by who we elect.
Yep.
That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it. They do. Join the movement for the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Church, you're over there. State, you're over there. Sit, stay, sit.
It's like a junior high prom.
That.
You know, girls over here, boys
That's
over
right.
there.
Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number, go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEF25. Credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516. That's credomobile.com or 877-346-0516.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey.
Karen in Chicago, you're on with Cliff Schechter. Hello, Karen.
Hello, good morning. Hi, Cliff. Good to
Karen,
see you.
Karen, how are you?
Good. Thank you. So I just in case anybody's wondering, I tried this. I called up my mortgage company to see if I could pay my mortgage with the knowledge that I know now that Arnold Palmer has a giant schlong, and it doesn't work. They won't take that as
interesting. Oh well,
shocker. They won't. I know. And I just want to. What's that?
Go ahead.
I should say I didn't accept that. I'm kind of angry and a little bit ticked off, to be honest with you. I mean, I think our knowledge of Arnold Palmer Schlong would really carry us through all of what we need in life.
And it's not going to do anything to reverse global warming or any of that, I'm guessing, as well. But I just want to
say, can we raise the minimum wage as much as Arnold Schlong's length of his schlong, or no? Sorry, go ahead.
It is the best closing argument I've ever heard. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. But, you know, Steph, you were talking about Harvey Weinstein and, you know, oh, my God, the white, rich white male victimhood.
Yeah.
If you guys have your tissue ready, have it ready. There's an idiot that I used to associate with at my coffee group. I call him Tiny Tim. And he was bellyaching about the fact that they hired a director of diversity at the Oak Park Public Library and that there was a mural of diversity, but there were no white men in it.
Oh, God.
So
How will we recover?
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
So
can I get myself in that picture now?
White men, so downtrodden in the
so sad.
I feel hurt. I feel excluded. As I do every time when I drive around the Midwest here, because
So, Cliff, I don't know how many more warnings we need from how many more people that know Trump. But so the guy that
now
wrote
a warning,
the guy that wrote Art of the Deal, said Trump is a very animalistic human and feral. Tony Schwartz said, yeah, he's a feral guy. He's an animalistic human being. So, number one, he's clearly moving toward dementia. What are the symptoms? He can't put sentences together. He loses track of what he's saying. He contradicts himself. He said he is. We've always known he is a man without conscience. He's shameless, meaning he will say anything to anyone. His fear is really high right now. If you combine the evidence of dementia with a psychopathic personality, and his age and exhaustion is one of the consequences, this is one toxic brew that I think some voters will be influenced by. I mean, please God, tell me that people's eyes and ears are working at least, Cliff, at this point, on undecided, quote-unquote, voters.
Well, some of them are, clearly. I mean, you know, my whole theory here has been, please just keep letting Donald Trump talk. I mean, we saw that Univision. We saw that. I mean, he may have put off half of, like, the Latino population in that Univision. I mean, the question that guy asked him is, coronavirus was handled terribly. Your vice president isn't supporting you. And January 6th was awful.
Yeah, and that guy's, like, not voting for him.
Exactly.
And Trump was like, just respond. Okay, we got to go.
More Cliff, next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The EPA is moving forward with plans to establish new federal carbon pollution standards for power plants after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week. Ashley Radzinski is with the Great Lakes Business Network. She says she's glad the work on the new rules continues uninterrupted.
This is not a looming crisis in the future. This is something that is here already. We're having much more impactful storms that are causing power outages across our states.
Opponents argue the EPA is overstepping its authority. Jolly Good Soda is officially the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. The Cryer Foods Soft Drinks Made in Random Lake is the winner of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's annual contest. Jolly Good's been around since 1966 and was rebooted in 2013 as a craft soda brand. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The high fire risk continues across Wisconsin. Over the weekend, some central Wisconsin counties were upgraded to very high fire danger. There have been at least 40 wildfires in just the last 10 days or so. Amy Penn from the Department of Natural Resources.
We've got dry leaves, the things are drying out in the woods. But before the snow falls, there's this period again where we tend to have elevated fires, whether that's from people burning debris or, you know, warming fires when hunting, I mean, using equipment. There are a lot of causes, but number one cause is debris burning. The second cause is usually equipment.
You can find all the information you need on the DNR's website. Bail has been set for the mother of Elijah Vu and her boyfriend. Katrina Bauer faces $400,000 bail. Her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, faces $500,000. They have another court appearance today. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Another sunny and summery day today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. The good news, we have calmer winds out of the southwest. But a few clouds build in tonight and lows fall to near 50. Tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and cooler. Highs near 70 with the chances of rain rolling in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
An Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Trump called for the military to handle his domestic political opponents, said that infamous Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein got, quote, called Kamala Harris a, quote, vice president, canceled scheduled interviews, continued to push lies about the 2020 election, including the notion that January 6th was a government-staged riot, also called January 6th, quote, a day of love, compared the January 6th defendants to Japanese Americans in internment camps during World War II. And at one round,
that was
decided
fun.
To, instead of speak, dance and sway on stage for 39 minutes.
By the way, one of the police officers, Sergeant, what's his name? Agulino Gonel. I talked to him at the DNC. He's very nice. He released a video after Trump called it a day of love. He said on X he had body cam footage from his experience. He posted it on Twitter and said, here's me receiving an outpouring amount of affection during the day of love. They almost loved me to death. You know, Cliff, we've never been asked, I think, in a political cycle to just disbelieve our own eyes and ears. Like January 6th didn't happen.
There's many worst parts of this, but... You know, we used to, and maybe we overused it on the left, but we would talk about Orwell so often, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, all those quotes that just make so much sense, right? The government, what was it, told you to ignore the evidence of your eyes and your ears and, you know, all that kind of stuff. We've always been at war with East Asia. I mean, so much of this stuff is so applicable to right now. I mean, again, they've created an alternate universe. 30 to 35% of our population inhabits that universe. And then, again, where I get mad at the media and other folks is because it's that other 10% to 12% that I do believe could be winnable if they would tell the truth all
and
the
they,
time.
This but, used to be the party of family values, and their presidential candidate is talking about Arnold Palmer's, which, by the way, Rude Pundit said Arnold Palmer's is so long that he can slap Trump in the face with it all the way from his grave.
Oh.
Do we have a song about it? Yes, in fact, we do, Cliff. Thank you for asking. Yeah, because this is the world we live in now.
Yep.
Great song, by the way.
Comb over gold. His lips flap out his shtick. His junk is small and old.
You better bleep it out.
He wants Arnold Palmer's to force his music on you. You'll want to get out quick. Just like a mushroom, we're told. He wants Arnold Palmer's to and he'll grease you. He'll displease you. With his sneakers and his Bible, he will freeze you. He's atrocious. And he knows just what it takes to pass a test. Kadoshas. He eats Arthur Treacher's fish and chips. He wants Arnold Palmer's to
Oh, Rocky Mountain Mike.
That?
Marion Ann Arbor. You are scamps.
Yes.
You are musical scamps.
Who is that? Who is that?
Rocky
is that?
Mountain Mike and Marion Ann Arbor. Yep. Anita in San Antonio, you're on with Cliff.
It's beauty.
Good morning. Good morning, Cliff.
Hi.
Yeah, y'all were talking about how good morning. You know how Donald Trump talks about how Ukraine wouldn't have been invaded if he were president?
Right.
And Israel wouldn't have been attacked if he were president?
Sure.
He's also insinuated that the Civil War wouldn't have happened.
Right. Yes.
If he'd have been president.
He would have settled that. Right. I was saying blacks could have been.
Why didn't they make
Let's a make
deal?
A deal. You can be 4/5 of a human. How's that?
He's just such a blowhard. I cannot believe that people fall for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the deal. Blacks love me. I'm going to give them a T-shirt with a picture of me being with my mugshot. They love that. You know, they all love
you
that.
You're only 3/5.
Give them a sneak.
Do we have our deal?
I give him my sneakers and then no civil war.
You were only 3/5 of a human before me, and now you're 4/5. You're welcome.
The art of the deal.
It's the synth.
And the thing is, he's the worst deal maker in the history of the universe.
Ever.
Like, he is the stupidest. I mean, that's the worst part. And I know the guy was John Miller. Isn't that one of the names Trump used, by the way, when he called the newspapers?
Yes.
The guy at NBC, so he stole that guy's name, the NBC marketing guy. And it's like, yeah, it's wonderful that you're all coming forward to apologize now. I'm sure at some point, maybe all these wonderful tech reporters will come forward and explain to us why they turned this googly, you know, like puffy, stupid, you know, arrogant spaceships blowing up, ugly toaster running on wheels, Cybertruck jerk, you know, Elon Musk into like Tony Stark. When he's the biggest imbecile. I mean, it just, once you see who Elon Musk really is, and people have seen who Donald Trump really is, do you believe anything mainstream media tells you anymore? I mean, it's like they're so dishonest. And I feel like I can speak to this because, again, I know some of these folks. I went to school with some of them. Their value system is so corrupted. It's all about careerism. It's all about access.
They're just bullies. So Trump attacked Mark Cuban as a loser with no athletic ability. He shared a clip of Elon Musk insulting both Cuban and Rachel Maddow. Trump wrote, Mark Cuban's a loser, wouldn't take his phone calls anymore while at the White House, and he went rogue, a weak and pathetic bully. He's got Trump calling someone else a bully. Yeah. He's got nothing going, really low club head speed, a total non-athlete. Who cares about Mark Cuban's club head speed? In the clip Trump shared, Musk stated, I saw an interview with Mark Cuban, and what's her name again? Oh, yeah, Rachel Maddow, but I couldn't tell which was which. Because ha, ha, ha.
That was adorable.
That's a joke.
Oh, wow, that's hilarious. I mean, that's the root of all of this is, you know, with Elon Musk anyhow, is that all of his kids pretty much hate him.
Yeah.
And he's had 47 of them with, like, anything that moves.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You know, he is the mindset of an incel loser who was rejected constantly when he was a kid. So, of course, he copulated. Oh, can I say that?
Sure.
Yes.
With
yes.
Anything.
Now we have you all nervous. Just the way we like you.
I know. Can I say, he copulated with anything that would move eventually. Doesn't take care of any of his kids. Doesn't spend time with any of them. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Family values, yeah.
Yeah.
But point being, like, he's got that same mindset. It's like the you know, the Ben, what's his name? That little tool whose last name isn't coming to me.
Shapiro.
Shapiro.
Yeah.
Shapiro. Like, they're just little loser incels who hate the whole world because they were rejected by girls throughout high school. And they've never gotten over it.
I thought of a surefire job, and that would be selling lubricant to Ben Shapiro's wife. Okay, listen, what do I mean by
that? Wow, can you say that on the air?
Well, I guess I just did.
See what I mean? Lubricant's okay. Who knew?
Trump overcharged Secret Service agents protecting him and his family for rooms at his hotel in Washington while he was president, because of course he did. Not only did he not only give them the rooms or give them a discount, he overcharged them.
Because it was the government.
How are we living in this world?
Yeah. Trump
does
also
he ever do anything honest?
No.
Sorry.
Trump also benefited from foreign and domestic officials, including people seeking jobs in his administrations or pardons from him, who paid for rooms at the Trump International Hotel in D.C. The new report is limited in scope. It's only based on the 11 months of his presidency. But Democrats say it offers a window into the ways Trump used the Oval Office to fill his private company's coffers and curry favor from foreign governments. No kidding.
Hey, Merrick Garland got Hunter Biden, who clearly was the much bigger criminal.
Yeah. They accused the Trump Corporation of, of jacking up prices of hotel rooms at the property for Secret Service, in some instances to the tune of 300% more than the government per diem rate and beyond what other guests were being charged for rooms on the same nights. Can you imagine what this grift would be like if he, God forbid, ever gets back in office?
Yeah, well, because, again, you know, he's learned, they've learned Project 2025 is there for a reason. There will be nobody, the thing that people don't get is there will be nobody even resembling professionals in any of these positions. Right. There will not be a professional lawyer who's AG. It'll be some loser who fell off the back of a truck with, like, a 2-year degree from the University of, you know, The University of the Northern Marianas Islands or something.
It's going to be like, Judge Boxwine. I can tell you right now, it's going to be Jeanine Pirro.
Oh, definitely. And the same thing for, you know, Treasury, same thing for, Millie has called him a fascist. I don't think he'll be putting him back. I mean, the general that will be there, it'll be Flynn, who's an out-and-out traitor. And I just, again, with Biden's mistake with Merrick Garland, Biden will be a top 10 president. Biden, I can go through the legislation, has been amazing. But some of these things where we haven't fought back, you know, we should have removed Merrick Garland. I don't care what it looked like. General Flynn, how has he not lost his pension? How has he not been court-martialed?
He is not allowed
to be doing these things that he is doing. He's fomenting insurrection against the country.
Absolutely.
I don't understand.
Where are you on this? You know, obviously, I keep saying pollsters and analysts that know more than I do are saying Republicans are deliberately flooding the zone with these polls to try to, you know, skew the averages and set up the, you know, stolen, rigged election scenario.
Yes.
Because the other, what do you call these? The betting markets? Mm-hmm. So the Wall Street Journal released a report on Friday indicating Trump's sudden surge on the election prediction site Polymarket may be due to manipulation.
Oh, owned by Peter Thiel.
Four accounts that have collectively moved approximately $30 million into bets favoring a Trump victory. So at this point, you don't know what to trust, right? Because we're all panicking at everything we click on, right?
Yes, I do know what to trust, though. And I'm sorry, but I'm just going to, you know, I don't mean to sit here and brag. For the head of 2022... I sat there and said, there will be no red wave. I said, if they take the House, they will barely take it. The only reason they took it is because they held on to a couple unconstitutional gerrymanders. I said, we would not lose the Senate. I didn't even have any idea we'd pick up five state legislative chambers, which hadn't been done when your sitting president was there since FDR in 1930.
Right.
Again, since Dobbs, there's a 7-point Dobbs effect. They're not polling people in an accurate way, so they're not getting that in there. On top of that, there are plenty of Trump people who are like the gentleman at the Univision, ask questions. He loves January 5th. They're put off by that. They are not voting for him. On top of that, you have great Democratic Senate candidates in key swing states who have their own operations who are turning out voters. On top of that, Trump has turned out his turn. He cut all the funding. His turnout operation is that of a midterm election. Harris has the largest, most comprehensive, experienced one ever.
Yeah.
And he's got Elon Musk getting 25% fake registrations.
Yeah. And
I'm
David Hogg said they're gaslighting themselves, you know, with this.
Yes.
But I don't know whether part of it is to pump Trump up so he can keep saying he's winning by a lot, or whether, again, they're just setting up the scenario to be able to say, he couldn't possibly have lost.
I think there's three things there. Part of it's because Trump's a little whiny baby, as Dave Bautista, that video's one of the best things I've ever watched, pointed out, a little whining, crying, and I can't say anything else because I'll get you in more trouble.
He's a whiny little bitch. You can say little bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can say bitch and I can't say...
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. This is crazy.
All right.
The second part of it beyond Trump is that they have their theory, you know, Grove used to believe this too, is if you act like a winner, people will go with you. To a certain degree, true, not... largely true. People are going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going with them.
Well, and I'm always afraid to say I think we're going to win big, because then I don't want people, because we have 2016 PTSD, and I don't want people to get complacent and go, we got this.
And I want people to turn out, right? But the third part of it is the difference in money. So Kamala Harris gave, I think, $25 million to DSCC for each of the big Senate campaigns. Mm-hmm. They gave nothing. I think she gave $2.5 million to every single state party for turnout. They gave nothing. And she has this professional operation. The difference between what they've got and we have could be worth 3 to 5 points quite seriously. Again, I will predict. We are going to win this thing. It is going to be a solid 7 to 9 point win by Kamala Harris. We are going to win all of the swing states that Biden won, add in North Carolina. I think we actually are, at this point, Kamala Harris isn't just doing this to look good. She just opened, Doug Emhoff was in Florida. They opened a field office the last 17 days in Tallahassee. I think we're winning Florida, and I think we're within the possibility in Ohio and Texas.
Debbie Ruth Carcel Powell, we love her. She's been on the show. Do it, Florida, do it.
Yep.
Real quick, Matt in Chicago.
We're going to crush them.
Yes.
Hey, Matt.
I'm sorry?
Hey, Matt in Chicago. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Hey, guys. Credit where credit's due. I saw this written somewhere, but I'd just like to point out, does anybody else think that Donald Trump's dancing reminds them of the gopher from Caddyshack?
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Dancing to I'm All Right.
We're all like Bill Murray. How do we get rid of this gopher?
Mr. Gopher.
90% of that dialogue was improv.
Yeah, right.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo.
Credo.
Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile.
Credo.
Yeah, the OG sexy liberal company. I know. You've been using them 20 years, man.
You're like, hey, you. I know you.
I know you. Yeah. Credo Mobile is the progressive phone company in America. They share your values. Yeah. You can feel good about doing business with them. They've given over 95 million, pardon me, to progressive nonprofits like Planned Parenthood, Reproductive Freedom for All, Friends of the Earth, on and on, all the peoples we love. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you need from a phone company, great reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and a way to make a difference in the world. Little teeny tiny you. Switching is so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Bam. Go on over. CredoMobile.com. And hey, Stephanie Miller listeners, I know you. I know you. You can get 25% off your service for 2 years when you use the code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25. Or call us at 877-346-0516.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It is tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty has created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde devour it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
All right, crew.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2.75 cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, we left one out on the Dementia Don tour. He walked around the stage in Detroit for, was it like 10 minutes because his mic didn't work?
Yeah. 17 angry minutes.
Yeah, you talk about talk about Detroit and see how well your mic does.
I think he said the D word. He was so angry.
Yeah. Trust Chris and I, don't piss off the audio guys.
Exactly.
Never.
Or the lighting gods.
Then he said, I won't, I'm not going to pay this stupid company. He never pays any company.
No. I know. How's that a threat? Yeah, I'm just going to do what I always do.
A conservative commentator faced pushback after insisting Trump had not bashed Detroit. They just have to twist themselves into pretzels on every subject, right? Yeah. Like, it wasn't a completely horrible racist slur, right? He's like, it'll be a mess. Whole country will be like Detroit. Like, we get your super secret code, you know. But he said, oh, well, I think his message was just that under Republican governance, blah, 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 you're going to do better. Blah, blah, blah. Everyone says he trashed Detroit. Of course he trashed Detroit. Yeah. They keep trying again, Cliff, like we don't have eyes and ears.
That's what they think.
The anchor said, oh, stop. I will be there next week. Detroit's doing very well. Detroit's coming back. Detroit from where it was is doing very well, and people are very proud, as Lizzo said that we played a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, I can't speak to Detroit per se. I can tell you, as somebody who lives in a Midwestern city that went through some tough times, these cities invested in their infrastructure. They built, you know, not the infrastructure plan was hugely helpful, but they did it themselves. They started bringing young folks here for major companies, and we're thriving here.
Yep.
So is Pittsburgh. Yep. So is, I mean, you know, so is Minneapolis. So, I mean, a lot of these places are. Just Trump wants to portray them the way he wants to portray them.
Trump,
you know?
Declared,
I mean, which is the...
Yeah, Trump declared himself the most stable human being after Fox and Friends confronted him with jabs from Kamala Harris that he's unstable. He said, first of all, the question's a pretty rough question because, you know, you're giving this whole argument to this woman. I don't think she knows where she is. She's a low IQ person. She's not smart. Everyone knows that. I'm the most stable human being. Remember they said a stable genius? You said you're a stable genius. I'm the most stable human being. I've been doing this a long time. We had 4 years of greatness, the greatest economy.
When he says they,
oh my God.
All the voices in his head is what he was talking about.
The polling he does in his head. I mean,
right, exactly.
Cliff, talk about
man,
fascism.
Person, camera.
Talk about fascism. And he literally said out loud on Fox and Friends, he's going to issue demands to Rupert Murdoch. I'm going to tell him something very simple. I can't talk to anybody else about. Don't put on negative commercials for 21 days.
Wow.
Don't put on, these are horrible people who come on and lie. I'm
going to
say, Rupert, do it this way, and then we'll have a victory. Because I think everyone wants to have a victory.
It's illegal to deny political advertising.
For me.
Cliff, you made a
because
good point.
Because he doesn't have any money to put up.
If there had been Fox News and right-wing radio, we wouldn't have had a Goldwater-Miller landslide. If we had today's media, I mean, this is exactly...
Oh, no, I mean, look, if you know the history, again, this is something that I had to study when I was back in the PhD kind of days, Roger Ailes, his response
to what happened with Watergate and some of those elections was it was first called like right-wing news, and they used to distribute it by like VCR, like VHS tape, because that's the time it was into different places. But his idea back then was to corrupt mainstream media by putting out right-wing news. He developed it in the 70s. Yep. It just didn't come to fruition until he found the right person in 86, and Rupert Murdoch willing to make that investment. And then, of course, Sinclair did it, and other people did it. But this was always the plan, because they knew honest, objective media telling people the truth, they lose by 20.
Yep.
Yep, absolutely. You know what? He's an alpha liberal, everybody. He's got it. How can we help you, follow you?
You have to go to Cliffs underscore Edge. It's on YouTube. We're over 82,000 subscribers. Yeah. We're shooting up there. 100,000 by Election Day. Come join.
We love you, Alpha Liberal.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.